Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Our guest tonight is Amber Westerman, who recently released her new single, Barefoot Days.
I can relate to this, as I love to be barefoot and really can't stand shoes when it's hot out. And the song makes me think of growing up on the farm. Here's a little bit more about Amber.
Texas native Amber Westerman, the Americana sunflower, makes modern Americana that blends warmth, wit, and soul with timeless storytelling. Inspired by artists like Kacey Musgraves, Jason Mraz, Sarah DeRose, and Brandi Carlile, she delivers songs that feel like front porch intimacy with main stage lift. Live, she brings in hints of coastal island rhythm alongside country roots and dreamy textures, reflecting a life shaped by both adventure and home.
On her new single, Barefoot Days, released January 16th this year, Westerman leans deep into her Americana foundation, threading a country edge through a modern folk sensibility. In an industry that chases trends, she stays anchored to her mission, creating songs that help listeners come home to their hearts.
Hey, musicians. Are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
Sisters in Song, can you take a minute to tell us who you are and where you're coming to us from?
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for having me. I am Amber Westerman, and I am based in Austin, Texas, originally from Marble Falls, Texas, just outside of Austin, but yeah.
Right. Well, cool. Welcome. We're excited to have you. Can you we'll start at the beginning. Tell us how you got started in a career in music.
Yeah, it was never something that I actually expected to do with my life. Except for it was my dream as a little girl. I always wanted to be like Leanne Rimes. So it's been planted in my heart. But as I got older, I kind of took the more serious adult path and, you know, was going to college and whatnot. And I found myself on a series of different journeys. But I picked up the guitar the first time my senior year of high school and just kind of fell in love with playing the instrument, and I would just sit in my room and play it for hours on end instead of doing homework. And graduated as like a B student because of it. And I loved playing it and playing covers. I didn't really start writing music till I was in my early 20s, I'd say. I found myself living in Hawaii, of all places, at the time. Oh. Yeah, and I was a farmer out there.
Oh my gosh, how cool!
Yeah, and so whenever I was out there farming, I started jamming with some local musicians, and they kind of inspired me to start getting on stage and doing open mics, and then it just went on to doing gigs, and ever since then. Well, I went to a songwriting festival out there called the Hawaii Songwriting Festival, and that was my first introduction into the actual industry. And that festival, their goal is like to teach independent artists how to make money with their music. And I was like, oh, wow, you can actually do this. Okay, cool. So I moved off the island, moved to Nashville to officially pursue music. So I was like, you know, if I really want to do something with this, I probably shouldn't be on an island in the middle of the ocean.
And then you ended back up in Austin. So what? Yeah. Tell us the difference between the Nashville music scene and the Austin music scene, or maybe the similarities.
Yeah, they're both similar in that they're music hubs, but they have real differences. And I kind of was in an inward phase in my Nashville days. I was on more of a development journey there with my voice and my brand and everything and songwriting. But from what I experienced, Nashville is definitely more like industry, more professional base. There's a lot more like pop country out there, which isn't super my style. So I kind of didn't perform a ton whenever I was out there. But yeah, it's a really big hustle out there. And I didn't really personally vibe with that. I'm so grateful that I lived there and I loved going there, because now I have my friends, my people that I go there for business things a couple times a year. But Austin, I find it's just Austin is a lot more supportive of the independent artist community. There's like so many opportunities that support independent artists in funding their careers and just supporting getting gigs and opportunities. And the community here, I feel like, is just so, so beautiful and supportive. There's so many events here that are more about like collaboration as opposed to like competition. I felt like there was like a big competitive vibe in Nashville because everyone's there to make it.
Yeah.
And I really want to be successful in music in that I want to be doing something that I really love and, you know, be sustainable financially with it. But fame isn't really like something that I really care for. If it happens, great, but I don't know. I'm not a hustle type of person.
No, very cool. That's a good very interesting. Yeah, and very interesting because I've been to Austin, I've been to Nashville, and I'm like, I wonder, you know, what the differences are. So thank you for sharing that.
And you have those two huge festivals there too every year. So have you been able to perform at either ACL or South by Southwest at all?
No, not yet. I'm still a bit of a smaller artist, but I have done both this year and last year. I did some unofficial South by showcases, which was really fun.
That counts.
Yeah, it felt good, really good to be a part of it. And but ACL, it's funny. I was born and raised around here, and I've actually never been to ACL because huge crowds are not my thing. I mean, I'm happy to be on the stage side of it, but not intermixed in it.
Yeah, I could see that. That's the same. I could see how, not necessarily intimidating, but just overwhelming.
You are.
Overwhelming.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people.
Oh my gosh. So what do you think is the hardest part for an up-and-coming musician?
Well, I feel like the way that the industry has gone with the everything being so available today for like uploading music, recording it, there's just a lot more going on with it. There's a lot more expectation that I feel like the industry puts on artists to grow, which in return causes us to put like even more expectations on ourselves. And that has been, I feel like, the biggest battle for me is listening to the advice, like taking in all the advice that I get in the industry, which I'm very grateful for, and seek out, but also trying to balance it out with my own intuition and staying grounded and balanced through it all, because there's so much advice. And there's so much advice that like tells you that it's like this one way thing. But I went to a songwriting retreat in Nashville whenever I lived there, hosted by Judy Stakey. And there was one thing she said that whole weekend that really has stuck with me. And it was, she's Sheryl Crow's first manager helped Sheryl Crow grow big. Yeah. And the thing that she said was, if you have a particular dream in this industry, you can make it happen. Don't let anybody else tell you that you can't, because there's no one way to do this, because the industry is consistently evolving. So keep your dream alive, because you can make it happen.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you're right. Because just as technology crazily changes over time,
100%.
The industry goes along with it. You know, it has to change to meld into that. And with all the AI and everything, it's been kind of a crazy thing.
Yeah. So on the other side of that, what's your favorite part about being a musician?
My favorite part, I would say, is collaborating with other songwriters, musicians. There is nothing that like makes me feel more alive as to when I am with other creatives, just like making nothing out of thin air, or like making a song. Like I recently started a band backing my music, and just like the collaboration with making my song turn into this big masterpiece. It's so cool to with other musicians, and co-writing particularly is one of my favorites, because I think that there's just something special in the room when you really vibe with somebody. It's a real way to really connect with other people and be very vulnerable. And if you vibe really well in a room, there's just so much magic that can happen. Because I can tend to get a lot of writer's block by myself. But when I'm with other people, they're like, oh, but what about this? And then that makes me think of something. Oh, but what about this? And then it like turns into this. So yeah, collaboration 100%.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
So I wanted to ask about the newest single, Barefoot Days. We were vibing with it because we grew up on a farm and I hate wearing shoes during any time my feet are hot. I gotta have no shoes on. So tell us how it came to be and kind of give us a little story behind the song.
Yeah, I love that y'all grew up on a farm. What kind of farm?
Our parents raised German Shorthair Pointer dogs, but then they had cropland that somebody else farmed and then CRP land. So
okay, cool. Nice. Barefoot Days was inspired from my transition from Hawaii to Nashville. I was working on like a fruit and vegetable farm out there, and that was my full-time day job. And I was, out in the soil barefoot 40 plus hours a week, just me and the other farm workers and my headphones. And then whenever we moved to Nashville, I went to Belmont there for a semester to study in their songwriting degree program. And moving from the island to the like actually living in the city, it felt like such a culture shock for me. And it was just so much noise and I got so anxious and it was very uncomfortable. And I kind of got into like this depressive state whenever I moved there. It's also like really cloudy and rainy for most of the year there. And I like my friends call me a sunflower because I need the sun. I'm a Texas girl at heart. The inspiration of that song originally was just from that transition and missing being in the sun all day and not in buildings and fluorescent lights, you know.
Yes. You can't go barefoot in the city like you want to.
it's kind of gross. I did a photo shoot for the Barefoot Days promotion. I haven't shared a ton of these photos yet, but I was actually downtown Austin doing like barefoot things, and it was I kept like taking my shoes off and putting them on because it's just so gross down there. But it was fun.
Gross, yes.
So what's next?
Yeah, so I actually am getting ready to release another single. I think it's about a month away now. Yeah, so I'm really excited. I haven't officially announced. I haven't announced it yet officially, but I'm sure I will by the time this releases. So I'm happy to share it. It's a single called Feel It All, and it's a little bit more of an emotional song for me based on just my emotional journey and my healing journey from childhood to adulthood and processing all the traumas in my life of learning how to accept all of the emotions that come through and learning that there is like beauty on the other side of the pain every time I allow myself to feel the pain. And that's been a really powerful thing to learn in my own life. So that was, that's kind of what inspired this song. And I'm really excited to share it.
Awesome. Very excited to hear. Was that a collaboration or was that all you on your own?
It was a collaboration. Yeah. I wrote it with a couple friends out in Nashville.
Very cool. I love that there's so much collaborating going on. It's, you know, we're here in Omaha, Nebraska. So there are musicians here. We actually have a music scene here, but it's not as much our style.
It's more rock
and band type
Yeah,
of, not
yeah.
like
So
singer songwriter.
there's not a ton of collaboration that goes on around here. We collaborate together, but there's not a lot of, other people out there. So we've joined a few online groups that we kind of, put stuff out on there, but we're mostly doing lyrics. So the music part of it is a, it's a
Mystery.
mess right
Yeah.
now.
Oh man.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like I've noticed that in a lot of places that I've been to that aren't necessarily music hubs, is the music part is kind of more of a personal process for a lot of people. And there, I mean, I didn't really ever think of doing all of the collaboration and whatnot at the level that I do now until I really got into like the business side of things. So it kind of makes sense that it's not huge out there.
Thinking of that, thinking of the music part, do you play instruments?
I do, yeah. I play guitar. It wasn't my first instrument. My first instrument was piano, but I learned that as a young girl, the very basics, and I recently got back into lessons a couple years ago, to just kind of strengthen my chops with that, because I'm not the best piano player, but I really love the instrument. And then I play the ukulele too, and I've been getting into banjo lately, which has been really
Fun.
fun.
Fun. I forgot that you said you played guitar, that you picked your guitar up and played during high school. So yeah, duh.
I'm not
How
crazy good
difficult.
at it either, but because I'm self-taught, but it gets
Okay.
me by.
How difficult is the banjo? I've heard it's hard to play.
Well, I am primarily a finger picker on guitar,
Okay.
so it translates well to banjo. I feel
Okay.
like the biggest difference is like the way you hold it is a little different, being that it has a round body. You can't like rest your hand on it like you can on guitar. So it's a little bit of new like muscle memory stuff for me. But it's and then the chords are different because it's in a different tuning than the guitar. So it's just learning the different chords, but it's not too challenging. I mean, I'm sure getting into like the really fast like bluegrass style picking and stuff, I can't do that. That looks really challenging.
That's fun. That's
That would be
I
fun.
would be a fun instrument to learn, but I think I need to get the guitar down better before I move on Or
to
switch
anything else.
completely. Yeah. So, okay, I want to ask about your influences.
Gonna ask the same
Oh
thing. That's
well,
really
okay.
funny.
Who are the
Right on
influences
my.
that and then that kind of led you into this career? I know you mentioned
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow, but maybe that was not an influence, just a mention.
I like her music. I don't know if she was a huge influence on me, but in my early days of starting my career, I say like early, I mean it's only like 10 years ago, but in my early days of starting my career when I was living in Hawaii, my influences were more like Jason Mraz, Colby Calais, Ingrid Michaelson. I did a lot more like pop folk back then, and since moving to Tennessee and then to Texas, I've gotten a little bit more rootsy in my sound. And these days, I feel like some of my biggest inspirations are like Kacey Musgraves and Sarah Jarosz. And I've been doing a lot of vocal training lately, and Brandi Carlile has been, I'm not a huge like follower of her music, but her singing, she has such an incredible voice, and her voice is
Absolutely.
such an inspiration to me. And I train myself listening
Yes.
to
Yeah,
her.
she's got a beautiful voice. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All amazing influences.
Yes, I was going to ask you how your music has evolved since you started, but you sort of just said. So I want to talk a little bit about performance. Do you remember your first time performing and what that was like?
I mean, well, my very first time performing actually was like an open mic in Wimberley out here. And that was terrifying. I don't even want to consider it as my first time performing. Well, no, I'm lying. My first time performing was actually in my senior year of high school. My friend and my best friend and I wrote our first song that was for our cheer banquet, and we performed it on stage at our cheer banquet, and it was a horrible song, but it was cute that we did it, and so that was fun. But yeah, it was terrifying, and but I really loved it. I really love performing, so
Good. So you've gotten rid of those jitters now.
I don't know if I've gotten rid of them per se,
Okay.
but I noticed that I have them more, like the more intimate of the setting, the more jitters I have for some reason, and then like the bigger the setting, the more calm I am, which is really strange. I think it's because there's like a little bit more of like a separation from the audience. And so I feel a little more in my own space, you know?
That
I'm
makes
still
sense.
nervous before every show.
No. Do you have a certain like ritual or how do you prepare to go on stage?
Well, I do vocal warm-ups before, usually like on my drive to wherever I go. I have a 15-minute vocal warm-up routine. I've had a lot of vocal challenges, and so I have to be very careful with my voice. And so it's mostly vocal warm-ups. Other than that, I mean, sometimes I'll like say a prayer or just take a couple deep breaths, just something to like calm my nerves, because I if I'm not shaky on stage right before, I definitely get a little shaky and I have to just like chill myself out.
Recentering. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, listeners, Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code Sisters in Song Podcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
Should we do rapid fire?
Let's do it.
All right. These are not hard. Do not get worried. Okay. Coffee or tea?
Oh, tea. Yes.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
Streaming.
First album you ever bought?
Ooh, first album I ever bought. Probably Leanne Rimes' The Blue Album.
Heck, that's a good one. What, do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man. It's funny. I've only done karaoke twice in my life, oddly enough. And I think the one, there's two, Jolene by Dolly. And then what's oh my gosh, I can't think of the name. Cry sometimes when I'm crying in
Oh,
bed or whatever.
what's going
What's
on?
up?
Yeah,
What's
yeah,
up?
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. What's up? You're
those
right.
two.
What's up? That's right. Do you write on lyric? Do you write your lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
Say that again, you broke up a little bit.
Oh. Do you write your lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
Phone notes and voice memos, depending on where I'm at or what I'm doing.
Sure. Oh, you skipped one. Right. Do you like to write in the at night or in the morning?
At
It's
night.
okay. Do you have a pre-show pump-up song?
Pre-show pump-up song. I do my own songs. I'll listen to my own songs in the car to like help make sure I can sing them well.
I'm
Barefoot
dinging with it. I love
days.
it. Dogs, cats, fish, birds, reptiles for pets.
Cats. I love kitties.
Okay, describe your sound in three words.
Ooh, soothing, whimsical, and rootsy.
Got it. Okay, what advice would you give to new musicians or songwriters?
What advice would I give? No matter where it takes you, always listen to your intuition before anything else.
Yeah, good,
Strict.
good advice. Absolutely. We would love to have you share a song with us and our listeners. Can you tell us what song and give us just a little bit of background about it?
Absolutely. I'll share, let's see. I'll share my song Sunflowers. It's one that I like to share a lot because it has a really special story to me. I wrote it a few years back with a friend of mine in Hawaii, and we wrote it originally about chasing dreams, but a couple years later I went to visit my grandfather in the hospital here in Austin, and I brought my guitar. He was struggling and he loved my music. He was a musician, and I played this song. It was the last song that I played to him that day, and he was laying there listening to it with his eyes closed. And whenever I finished, he opened his eyes and looked at me and said, "Is that a song about going to heaven?" And it broke my heart, and we lost
Oh.
him 2 weeks later. And I felt like it gave him comfort with letting go. And so I released it later that year in honor of him. And yeah, so that's what Sunflowers is about to me.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. Yes. I love that too.
Okay, it's time for your shameless plug. Where can we find your music, find your website, find your social media, all of the things?
Yeah,
anything like that.
Yeah, my website is amberwestermanmusic.com, and you can find me on just about any social platform. I'm not really on Twitter, but any platform, Amber Westerman or Amber Westerman Music, and streaming. You can stream my music anywhere, and yeah.
Awesome. Well, it has been such a pleasure to meet you, to learn all about you, and we just wish you the best in everything, and especially with upcoming things, and love the single. So thank you so much for sharing with us, and Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a blast, and yeah, I really appreciate it.
I think Amber's going to have very big things coming. She is such a pleasure to talk to.
She absolutely is. And I just love her positive attitude and how she just is excited to be doing what she's doing. I'm excited to hear more coming from her in the future. Amber, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for sharing your stories with us and for taking the time out to be on our podcast. It was our pleasure.
Listeners, be sure to check her out and
we'll see you down the road.
Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast, and follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.